Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, so a veritable army descending on Minneapolis. As Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt says, Trump absolutely believes that a disgraced governor, Tim Walz, who won't be the governor for much longer since he just, you know, dropped out of the governor's race, is in fact guilty. And that was pretty clear yesterday. I mean, you don't just drop out of the governor's race because of some bad PR. The crime there is deep and wide, and he knows it. And he's, you know, basically trying to hand, I think, Trump a scalp to get him to leave him alone. But they know that fraud team is descending, Lee, on Minneapolis. Here's Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt yesterday. Let's see if we can get to play.
So this is all hands on deck, rest assured. It's a top priority for President Trump. And he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable. And I think the Department of Justice is going to find out. We are surging resources. You saw today the Department of Homeland Security announced we have nearly 2,000 agents from the Homeland Security Investigations Team. The FBI is on the ground and we're freezing money. HHS cut off funding for child care centers and for daycares. USDA Secretary Rollins has been asking Governor Walz to see the recipients of SNAP in his state.
Yeah, so they're not going to be dissuaded, no matter how many strings their Democrat friends pull to try to get the ICE agents kicked out of the Hilton. They're not going to be dissuaded. They're going in.
Yep.
And they need to go in. They do. And if you want to hear what desperation sounds like, here's Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, a Democrat, of course, all but low-key threatening to have ICE agents killed. Yeah, it'd be a shame if something happened to them. Yeah, they could prevent violence if they just don't come here. What? And address the fraud? Listen to this. Bear with me. Sorry, this thing.
I am increasingly concerned because of the chaos that is being caused by these ICE agents that somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. Somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. And whether that is an ICE agent or a community member, we all know the tinderbox that could explode because of it.
He doesn't want this fraud crew in Minneapolis, yeah. Lee.
Well, and these people built the tinderbox. That is
exactly. These people, I'm telling you, they're all criminally liable, and they are desperate. He continued.
We all know that the federal government is looking for reasons to deploy more and more people to Minneapolis and blue cities around the country. We all know that we cannot afford to lose a single Minneapolis resident because they showed up and decided to protect their neighbors, because they showed up and decided to express their constitutional right to free speech.
Huh?
Yeah, what is this guy talking
about?
These people, and when I'm talking about the people that are responsible for this fraud, are robbing the American taxpayer. I don't care if they're American citizens, if they're simply residents, if they're from St. Paul or Somalia. It doesn't make any difference. And this is the kind of thing that needs to be investigated all over the country, not just Minneapolis and Minnesota. But this kind of thing needs to be investigated all over the country because I believe Nick Shirley
yes.
And he was on the Riley Gaines podcast that she had, and he was saying this is going on all across the country, and I think he's absolutely right. I've felt this way for a long time that we have got rampant fraud. It exploded during the COVID pandemic era because the government made it so easy to get federal dollars. You could request federal dollars, put in a thing, and they wouldn't even require you to show there was anybody there in order to get the money.
And it's even bigger than that, because I was playing the audio yesterday. I want to play it again because I know I didn't do it in the second half of the show. You guys need to hear this, okay? Back in 2015, Obama's president, the TSA starts reporting to all these federal agencies. Somali men are moving about $1 million a week through the airport there in Minneapolis. And they saw it. And before they were done, Minneapolis PD, Minneapolis State PD, Homeland Security Investigations, FBI, IRS, they were pulling warrants on these Somali daycares in 2015. They were sitting and surveilling them in the parking lot. and noticing there was nobody there. Nobody was coming in. Nobody was coming out. And this was obviously massive fraud. And then somehow it all got shut down. So this has been going on for a very long time. This is one of the people that helped kick that off. She is a TSA agent, and she's talking about the Somali men moving $1 million a week through the airport. Now, they formed their own private company, and they declared the cash, okay? And so what they kept reporting to the federal government, okay, yes, they're legally moving the cash through, but where is the cash coming from? And that ultimately tipped off this massive investigation that the Obama administration squashed back in 2015. Here's the TSA agent.
The suitcases came in, and it was always, the MO was always two Somalian men traveling in pairs. And so the process was, as a TSA agent, we would pull the bag, and then we'd bring them to a private screening room. And we would open the suitcase and make sure that that's all it was stacks of cash. A Leo would come and maybe question them and for sure take a picture of their identification. There is a trail out there. And if they'd like to find all this cash, they should start at the airport. Because in the 5 years I was there, I believe $1 billion went through the airport.
And that right there, Lee, that's why Trump's surging 2,000 fraud and immigration investigators into Minneapolis.
Well, there's only one reason that you have suitcases full of cash.
$1 billion.
There's only one reason, because you're trying to hide the transaction. I mean,
why would you just transfer bank wires?
Exactly. The last time you bought a house, the last time you bought a car, any major purchase, you didn't show up with a suitcase full of cash.
No.
You wrote a check or made an electronic funds transfer or whatever. You don't do that. Not even in 2015. We still had things were doing things digitally even back then, even though that was 11 years ago. I mean, good grief. There's only one reason you show up at an airport with a suitcase full of cash.
Yeah, you're sending it to Al-Shabaab and you don't want the wire transfers. Okay, so the suitcases full of cash, these TSA agents and managers started going to federal prosecutors, Homeland Security, okay? That's how Jeremy Christensen, he is now retired Homeland Security fraud investigator. He does immigration and fraud. He was put on the ground in 2015. All these people in Minneapolis were involved in it. Again, the police, the state police. And he lists some of them. Take a listen to what this is back in 2015 before they pulled the plug on it.
I was an HSI agent for 16 years in my 30-year law enforcement career. Back around 2015-ish, a case landed on my desk one day from my supervisor, basically advised me that the state was running a fraud case regarding daycare fraud in Minneapolis through Health and Human Services or Department of Human Services. And they had a task force put together, and they wanted HSI to participate based on our money skills and our immigration skills and so forth like that. Personnel of various law enforcement agencies, the Health and Human Services, BCA, St. Paul PD, Minneapolis PD. And it was all revolving around fraudulent daycares. They were setting up sham daycares, fake bills, fake students, or just enrolling students that never came, which is all fake daycares. That's the easiest way to explain it. And then over the next several months, we executed several search warrants throughout South Minneapolis, Lake Street, and different areas at these daycares. Now one of the daycares I served warrants on, not one person was ever present. Just empty buildings, stacks of invoices and student records of people that our surveillance showed never went there. Nobody ever came in and out of these daycares. It was just completely empty from my experience. Never was occupied daycare. And like I said, we worked that for 3-4 months. I was assigned that case just as a support person to assist with anything needing as far as financial. And ultimately, the task force just kind of went away. Not sure whatever happened to it. The meetings, I would get email notices when their next planning meeting, what we're going
to
do next.
He said he went to the DOJ federal prosecutors after it was shut down because of what he had seen, and he couldn't get anywhere. That was 2015, Lee. 2015. Yeah. So you got Jacob Frey, the mayor, all but issuing death threats to ICE, I bet. I can't imagine what we're going to find. And that doesn't even count. Did you hear me play the audio earlier? What's happened on X is Data Republican, who worked with Doge, mm-hmm. She's brilliant with databases. She went and found over 50,000 businesses that have the same appearance of fraud, many of them Somali run, but many run by many other Democrat interest groups, mm-hmm. voter groups, And they're in every state. She published them so that people on the ground could then take their cell phones like Nick Shirley and go out and stand in front and see if it's real. 50,000 businesses, federally funded.
Yeah.
Well, hold on with the music real quick. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you a heads up what one of them found in California. Iranian-run daycare. Nobody is there. Bars over the door. $42 million he's been given in federal funds over the years. $4 million he's donated to Democrat Karen Bass's mayoral campaigns. Lee, he pulls up on camera into the parking lot driving a Rolls Royce.
Oh, of course.
Nobody's in the daycare. Oh, and as he's talking to the interviewer, the kid who's, you know, doing the YouTube videos, he's got a Rolex watch on. He could barely speak English. He's Iranian. So I guess this is the beginning of the Iranian daycare fraud investigation.
Yeah.
And you know what happened, folks? Democrats didn't just teach Somalis how to do this. They taught all of their voter groups how to do this. You know why? Because when you are trying to create a one-party system with your voter drive and you bring 20 million people in here, 4 million on immigrant visas, and the rest come over that border. Well, I mean, you're not even, Joe Biden's economy was so bad, he wasn't even creating jobs. Net, some quarters, averaged out to 60,000 jobs a month for the whole country. You can't bring in 20 million people and you're not creating any jobs. You got to feed them. You got to house them. They won't come. They won't vote Democrat. What do? Fraud. And that's what's going on here. Fraud. You need fraud. You got to stash them everywhere. You got to get them daycare, funded to money. You know, 88% welfare usage rate, commit fraud to get them onto welfare. 700,000 on the food stamps. Fraudulently illegal immigrants removed. That was a month ago. Got to stash them there. Got to stash them here. You can't put all 20 million on the food stamp rolls. That'd be obvious. So you got to do all kinds of other fraud. And we're about to get it. And that is why Jacob Frey is issuing death threats to ICE agents. He is, by the way, the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis. Although at this rate, probably not for much longer. I mean, seriously, y'all, you don't think that the Democrats, the white Democrat leadership, only taught the Somalis how to do daycare fraud, do you? Or home health care fraud? Or home-based care fraud? By the way, yet another story out of Minneapolis, 455 houses so far purchased by Somalis. They're empty too. They've been getting federal subsidies to care for all kinds of people, drug addicts, people just out of prison, mental health. There's nobody in them. Oops. Headline. This is the good news. Health and Human Services axes, this is from Red State, insane Biden policy that paid daycare centers without verifying attendance. Paid them how much? Oh, $19 billion over 4 years. That's just the daycare centers. That's not the home health care centers. That's not the health transportation services, over 800 of those in Minnesota. Actually, there's 1,400 of them. 800 are run by Somalis. So I mean, just understand, the $19 billion, that's just the daycare fraud. As we've learned from Nick Shirley's fantastic coverage from Minnesota, there's apparently a booming market of ghost centers that have signage and storefronts, but not much in terms of children. Well, on Monday, Health and Human Services announced it's rescinding the Biden-era rules and rolling back provisions. It's actually a rule that was written by the Biden administration that weakened oversight and increased risk of waste and fraud. Basically, they pay you the money and they don't verify if any kids are there. And they tell all their Democrat friends. And what did I tell you? I told you this last week. I said the same thing. Or before I left for the occasion. What did I say? Democrats didn't just teach the Somalis to do this. They taught everyone to do this. I want to play a little Iranian daycare fraud for you. This is out of California. And this guy, the owner who you're about to hear, who could barely speak English, he's an Iranian immigrant. Not clear if he's here legally or not. Rolls up in a Rolls Royce, brand new. He's got a Rolex watch. He's taken $42 million for a daycare that has bars across it. It's business hours. No one's there. Here's the kid reporter on X doing the reporting that the mainstream media would never allow as he confronts this guy. Now, this guy has also donated $4 million to Karen Bass's, she's a Democrat mayor, to Karen Bass's campaign there in California. Take a listen.
We have Iranian daycare centers in California. Over here we have 1412 South Crescent Heights Creative Children Academy. Nobody has come in or out of this facility in 9 months. Every window is just boarded up, tinted or barred. I think that's Jamshid Gorbholi.
Jamshid.
Registered owner of this property.
Jamshid.
Where's the money, Jamshid? Where did you get $3.42 million for this one facility?
Where'd you get this car from?
I don't understand. How did you get
property?
Yeah, did you win the lawsuit?
That's assault. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Jamshid, where are the children? 96 registered children. Where are they?
Where are the children?
In or out. How did you get...
Can you read English? Is it a certificate for daycare center? This is an emblem of California.
That's from the Department of Social Services. That's how you've been getting your grant money for...
It doesn't look like the emblem.
12 are entities you, across are, the Bay Area.
Okay, just to repeat. So, over the years it's been open, about 6 years, $42 million, most of it under Joe Biden. No kids. Actual bars across the door. Weeds all over the park. There's nobody in the parking lot. Pulls up as he's filming this in a Rolls Royce with a Rolex on his arm. Donated $4 million to Democrat mayoral candidate Karen Bass. Folks, it's everywhere. Again, why? The math. You cannot move 12 million illegal immigrants plus 4 million immigrants on visas. That's 83,000 a month just on the visas. Plus the 12 million over 4 years. When you were only creating 60,000 jobs a month on average. Folks, if we get, this year, we gave out 1 million immigrant visas because it's just on autopilot. How many jobs do we need for them? 83,000 a month. How many are we creating? 60 for America and them and everybody. Math don't work. So if you're going to move 20 million new Democrat voters into the country in 4 years, there's no jobs for them. You got to feed them. You got to clue them. You had to put a roof over their heads. Nice gentlemen, we'll work under the table. We don't have that many jobs under the table. We don't need jobs like that. You got to commit fraud. That's what this is. It's a key part of the Democrats' future voter drive. Turning America into a one-party system like China couldn't happen without it. That's why they get so damn violent every time they see an ICE agent. They freak. Trinidad Aragua member, not so much. Take over, you know, hotels, apartment complexes from El Paso to Chicago to Cincinnati. They don't care. Those are the voters. Doing coordination with Maduro. Don't care. Those are the voters. They teach them how to do it. And folks, let me just end with something here. You know what it takes to get a Democrat to drop, like Tim Walz, to drop out of a governor's race? I can't imagine the crime he's committed. I can't even imagine it. He knows, though. He knows it's over. 2,000 investigators being surged into Minnesota. Immigration and fraud from Department of Homeland Security. Folks. And I got to tell you what. Can we just pause a minute? Because I had to say something about this. This is important. If Elon Musk could not bought Twitter, Tim Walz would be the vice president. No one would have ever heard Trump's message. No one would know much of anything because the FBI was inside Twitter. That's what Musk found out when he bought it. See, the Democrats thought they owned him because he had billions of dollars of government contracts. They thought he'd censor for them. He palled around with Obama. They thought Elon was one of them. Fatal mistake. Elon was not one of them. So Nick Shirley took down some kid with a cell phone, took down Tim Walz. Tim Walz in 2 weeks with 140 million views. There is no mainstream outlet right now that can match that. I mean, they could if they put it on X and told the truth, but they would never tell the truth. So that's why it doesn't get the hits that it does. Folks, understand something here, okay? We've never had a tool like X in human history. We've never seen a guy do what Nick Shirley did over Christmas in human history. I mean, even when there was a town crier, he had to watch what he said. The king might off his head. I came up in Democrat newsrooms. I worked for McClatchy. One of my first stories, an illegal immigrant had gone into a terrible car accident. The police were despondent. They had to let him go. I wanted to write about it. My editor killed the story. Well, people might not like Hispanics. Well, no, this isn't about Hispanics. This is about illegals. He didn't care. Gatekeeper function is gone. But if Elon Musk hadn't bought X, you would have never seen the Somali fraud. You wouldn't know a thing about it. Nick Shirley? Nick Shirley, the kid who broke all that over Christmas? The FBI would have just taken his account and shut it down. Like they did 10,000 others. Donald Trump would be president. Tim Walz would be prancing around. They'd be robbing you blind and the country would be gone. But we have this one glorious, glorious, glorious chance. Because we've got a tool we've never had before. You know what has to happen though, folks? Elon Musk's got to survive. Because they know if they can kill him, the board will put another person on there who will censor for them. And it's lights out. That is the thin line we walk every day. And folks, did you see this? Same thing goes with Vance and Trump. It takes all three of them. They have to survive the next 4 years for this to work. Did you see why Vance wasn't at Mar-a-Lago? Watching the Maduro raid, everybody thought he was on the outs or he and Trump were having a falling out. No. They're afraid to put the two of them in the same room because they might be killed. They're calling it continuity. They're keeping Vance somewhere Trump isn't. That's the perilousness of these times. We've never seen that in American history before. You can't have the vice president and president together because they might be killed. Yes, because of Democrat crime. Too much is at stake. Too much is at stake. Folks, when Democrats aren't in charge and evil is off the streets, everything changes. Top 10 news stories in the country. There's so much good news. Like, I can't get it all in, but I want to. New report shows a 25% drop in the deaths of on-duty law enforcement officers in a single year. Yeah, they're not being hunted like dogs. Kill cops movement. Spitting cops face movement. Defund the police movement. Why else are they? Why else are we seeing a 25% drop in the deaths of on-duty law enforcement officers? The largest, by the way, ever recorded in a single year. Donald Trump. See, it ties directly in to this. Another record-setting statistic that we've never seen before. Headline, Daily Caller, Trump administration's crime crackdown helps drive historic drop in murders. The crime initiatives of President Donald Trump's administration have coincided with a record-setting one-year drop in murders. Murders fell around 20% so far this year compared with the same period in 2024. The largest single-year drop in murders. Why is that? Well, Trump is focused on deporting the 700,000 illegal immigrants who have criminal histories. Remember these people? He said he was going to focus on.
Right now, we're getting the murderers out. We have our total aim on the very bad ones, as you can imagine, because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person. Mm-hmm. These are rough, bad people. We want them out, and that's mostly our focus.
Yeah. In case you think Trump's exaggerating, his number's actually low. Here's Bill Malusion when Trump started all of this. This was during the 24 and tail end of the 24 campaign.
What we've learned from the acting ICE director via this letter to Congressman Tony Gonzalez is right now there are over 13,000 illegal aliens convicted of homicide who are roaming the United States right now. There are another 15,811 illegal aliens roaming the country right now who have been convicted of sexual assault. And
yeah, Trump got him the hell out. Remember, he said we are going to take longer, but we're going to focus on the 700,000. So far, they have deported 600,000. 1 year. Largest ever drop in murders ever recorded, 20% in a single year. 25% decrease in law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, also a record. Single year. We don't have to live like this. All we have to do is not elect Democrats. They're evil. They stand behind people who are evil. They flood the streets with them. They protect them. They bond them out so ICE can't get them. And then they rage. Not at the death, the mayhem, the rape, the massacres. No. At ICE agents, because they wear masks, so they can't dox them. This is an existential battle between good and evil, folks. It is. We see it every day. All right. Meanwhile, I want to hit this because the fake news, and you can see this all throughout the top 10 big stories today. The fake news is telling everyone we are at war with Venezuela. We're not. We got a court order after an indictment by a grand jury, a criminal indictment. We got a court order and a criminal indictment, and we went and we picked him up. We used the military to do it. This is not an act of war. And the media leaves that out. Here's former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey explaining.
In all of these Democrats claiming that this is illegal or unconstitutional, the history doesn't bear that out. We've had something very similar with Noriega. We've had this going back, Supreme Court precedent going back to 1880 that allows you to arrest someone and bring them here for trial or bring them to whatever jurisdiction, whatever state for trial. So not all of this is laughable.
And yet, two of the top 10 headlines right now, Trump denies war with Venezuela. Well, we're not in a war with Venezuela. Headline, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. No, we're not going to see boots on the ground in Venezuela. In other words, we're not going to see a ground war. Why? All the Democrats have is their lies. And I'm glad to see Fox News catching up with me yesterday. I was explaining this. Joe Biden, if you look at, it's on my Twitter feed. If you look at the picture of Maduro with a $25 million bounty on his head that Joe Biden put there, his administration in 2021, what does it say? Wanted for arrest. $25 million leading to the capture. If they didn't want to capture him because they're all communists, but they put the bounty on his head. Why? Well, as Maduro explained to Trump, he said, Biden made me extradite Trinidad-Aragua. I didn't want to, but I had to give him to the FBI so the FBI could move him through the Colombian safe houses into America. He said over and over and over, he wanted Trump to know. That's why Biden puts a bounty on his head. Look, we got a bounty on your head. We could arrest you, or you could just send Trinidad-Aragua. Go ahead and open your jails. We need them to act as muscle in Democrat cities and bring us our voters. Human trafficking. Rat lines. And Maduro's like, what do you want me to do, Trump? I'll help you. Just don't kill me, bro. Don't tase me. Jonathan Fahey, former federal prosecutor, explains.
Joe Biden increased the bounty on Maduro to $25 million in January of 2021, presuming that he was going to be arrested under that bounty and brought here and have necessarily a regime change unless they thought they were going to let him run the country from a jail cell. It's totally absurd. They're just putting out these talking points that really have no legal basis at all.
Yeah. The history here, again, goes back 100 years of case law, folks. I mean, Joe Biden was launching missiles into Russia trying to start World War III last Christmas. I was freaking out about it every day. I'm going, please, God, hope Putin does fire back. Please, please don't let him fire back. And Democrats are like, meh.
They're just so woefully uninformed about the Constitution and the law.
How can it be that dumb? I mean, exactly. The president goes back over 100 years that the president has his power.
And it's been reaffirmed time and again.
No judge is going to overrule him, maybe one recently with Noriega.
But also, if you think about when we would arrest terrorists in these other countries, we weren't going through some extradition process with the Taliban. We were going in there and bringing them here. And this has been done time and time again.
Obama didn't even bring him here. He just droned him.
Yeah, exactly.
So wasn't it we bring him here or we drone them? We decided to bring him here. We could have killed him. We didn't.
Yeah, exactly. He will get tried for his crimes and be held accountable. And I think that's what the Democrats wanted that up until 3 or 4 days ago.
It's a 92-year-old judge in New York.
No, they wanted to use the bounty as leverage to get Trinidad-Aragua here and demand that they open the prison and send him here. They want the kind of muscle the cartels have in Mexico. And they were merging with Maduro's Socialist Party. That's the war. That's the war right there. The one Trump can't speak of, but we all know he's fighting. The war is against Maduro and the Democrat Party. We're attacking his rat lines by chopping the head off the snake. The snake is Maduro. The rat lines are Trinidad-Aragua. And Trump knows he's got 3 years to do this. The Democrats win again, they'll just open the borders and they'll be back. He's got to go to the head of the snake and cut it off to keep us safe. It's a top 10 in the nation story because people get it. We went to Disneyland one Christmas, kids came down, there was just like one big box. And they're like, what the heck's in the box? What's this? And they opened it up. It was a trip to Disneyland. Santa had left it. My son still says it was his best Christmas ever. He was talking about it, in fact, over break. So we go down there. And one thing you need to know, even if it's wintertime, like right now, it's hot. It's uncomfortably hot even then. And if you want to get on like the marquee rides, like the best ones, which of course you do. I mean, four hour wait. Yeah, we did that. I really think they should let fewer people in there. It kind of was a miserable experience for us. The kids loved it, but we were like, oh my gosh, the wait was awful. So Indiana Jones Adventure, Tuesday afternoon, people standing in line. The line is hours. It's one of their most popular rides right now. I think, again, I think it's just awful to sell people tickets that are that expensive and to make them stand there for 4 hours. I mean, you're only there for 8-9 hours, right? I mean, it's awful. So shame on Disney, but whatever. Group of people waiting in the line and a family cuts in front of them. Oh, you want to talk about make you homicidal in that heat? I'm telling you, you want to slap someone. I actually get this. Having done it myself. Not that I would do it, but I get it. And you know what, people, some people just, they just need to be slapped. They just do. You do a thing like that, cut in front of kids. Well, the dad who's been standing there a couple of hours is like, no, dude, no, you can't do it. The guy who cuts in line, a Southern California resident, you surprised? Turns around, sucker punches him. Father suffers serious head injuries. Others have to get in front of the jerk who cut and brutally beat the father who criticized him. This is what I keep telling you. People are hair trigger. That's why you cannot honk or flip off any of these, you know, people who cut you off in traffic because they'll go road rage. There were several people intervening to stop the guy. He managed to get some hits in, even with people blocking. Drew blood with one last sucker punch and then ran off with his family followers. So, you know, story has a happy ending. The guy didn't get on the Indiana Jones ride. It's serious. I'm telling you, you got 4 hours in the sun like that. It's not fun. And they got the whole thing is concreted over, right? So that just, someone is just like, it begs you. My husband and I made all kinds of excuses not to go back. It was pretty awful. Anyway, and we went down to Florida, but yeah. Police confirmed the suspect fled Disneyland and remained at large as of Monday morning, taking his entire family with him. The victim, whose name was not released, was treated by Disneyland's first aid staff for injuries, including a large gash on his face that required stitches. I tell you what, people are hair trigger. They are. But I found this story uniquely satisfying because the guy who cut in line not only didn't get on the ride, he had to flee the park after having paid for his tickets. Serves him right.